Hello and welcome to our special Halloween podcast. My name is Caroline Mitchell and I'm the author of Paranormal Intruder, the true story of a family in fear. I'd like to begin by thanking everyone for their support in the last 10 months since our true story was published. Your emails and Amazon review has been so much appreciated and we're absolutely delighted to be spreading the word that yes, paranormal occurrences really do happen to ordinary families. But moving forward, I have two separate sounds to play. The first is a recording of an incident when Neil was attacked when he was a passenger in the car. This is documented in our book, Paranormal Intruder. Neil carried a recorder everywhere he went and picked up many of the conversations and sounds, as you know. And we're going to play back the incident as it happens shortly. I am sorry about the quality of the sound. It is scratchy, but you should be able to make out the panic when Neil and Lee are basically attacked. They've had their clothes pulled, they've been pinched and punched by something they just can't see. There is some bad language, I'm afraid, and Neil is not normally one to swear, but I'm sure you can forgive him in these circumstances, which were absolutely terrifying for everyone involved. I mean, it is in a very closed, confined space in a moving car. They were on their way to the pub when it happened. And you will hear Neil at one point shout and scream at his brother Mark to pull over, even though Mark is almost there. Neil was on the phone to Mike, the paranormal investigator, when this happened. He quite often rings Mike when he's got a problem, and this is what he did on this occasion. The phone was then passed to Chris, his friend, and Chris was very calm and controlled, as always, and explain to Mike what was going on. As always, I'd like to give my little disclaimer, before I play this. If you are of a nervous disposition, you may find some of this incident upsetting, so please do take this on board before you listen. You're not going to hear any growls or EVP noises or anything like that. You're basically listening to an incident with Neil and his friends and his brother in the car. Basically, you will hear their panic in their voice. And you'll hear the investigator, Mike, asking questions about what's going on. But do, you know, if you are going to listen, do listen to the right to the very end. And I'll pick up again afterwards and talk about the next sound that's going to follow.
He's not resting against the back of the seat.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Don't like that. Him pulling me. Oh, he's done it again to me. Yeah, I don't like that, Mike.
What you doing now?
He's just grabbing on my arm and pulling my arm and pulling my jacket.
I'm gonna hear that noise.
What noise?
It's just like as if it's sort of going shh.
Didn't hear that.
Like hissing through its teeth.
What did you hear?
Mike, yeah, that again.
Mike did it, but I don't know if you would hear it. Was
it? Yeah, we can hear it.
Yeah, we didn't hear it. Oh, fuck off. He's really pulling my jacket.
He's pulling my hood down here as well.
Is he? Yeah, I don't like that, Mike.
I mean, just take a deep breath and relax and try and focus on what it's actually doing.
He's pulling Lee's hood as well. You know Lee's hood on his jacket? Still right. He's pulling Lee's hood on his jacket.
Right, is Chris there?
Chris is there, yeah.
Right, can you ask Chris, can he actually see
anything? Yeah, you can ask him. I'll put the phone over to Chris.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Chris. Can you try and keep your eye open on Neil and Lee and see if you can actually see the movement of the clothes?
Yeah, I've tried that, mate, already. Can't see nothing, no.
But they can feel it.
See nothing now.
Right, if you could just keep your eye on it and try and see if you can... If you do see anything, try and see which direction it's been tugged, you know what I mean? So, like, you can see where it is by the direction of the clothes, the way it's been pulled.
Inside of it.
You see it or not? Can't see nothing,
no. Okay, just so we've got a clear picture, Mark's driving.
Yeah.
Neil's in the front passenger seat.
Well, I
Who's sitting behind Neil?
Mark's driving, I'm sitting behind Mark.
You're sitting behind Mark and Lee's sitting next to you, is that right? Chris?
Hello?
Hello, what's it doing?
It's pulling their jackets and arms and Neil said it was punching him, so we had to pull over for a minute.
Are they out the car?
No, they died there, they're a bit shaken up.
Are they out the car or still inside?
No, they're out the car.
Are you the only one still inside, Chris?
I've been here, yeah.
Alright. Has it touched you at all, Chris? Has it touched you at all?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Mike.
I said, has it touched you at all?
No.
Are they getting back in the car yet, Chris?
Yeah, they're getting in now, yeah.
Hear that noise?
Yeah. Go to the clown.
Yeah, we're on the move again.
Showing the clown.
I'm sure you'll agree that was pretty intense. I'm going to play a different sound now. It's completely different, in fact. It's a long time after the one I've just played you, and it's me, Neil and Lee in the pub. You'll tell by our voices that we're a lot more relaxed about things then, because it'd been going on for so long. I know people have sometimes said they don't understand how we can be so frightened one minute and so almost at ease the next. It's because, the way I explain it is, it's because the book was so condensed. I mean, you might have read the book in a day or two and it seems as if everything's happening one thing after another. But in fact, it's been going on for over 4 years and we've been given a lot of time to adjust to what's happening and we are still looking for answers. This incident that I'm going to play was also featured in the book and it was at the point when the entity, as we call it, was communicating through knocks and bangs on the table. You may hear me laugh at some point, as I can tell you it's how I act when I'm nervous. At one point, I hint at asking the entity if it would like help, and that's a big mistake, as it gets very annoyed when I ask any, make any suggestions of help, and which is why Neil urges me to apologise. And you can hear me be a bit annoyed and a bit miffed at being made apologise to this thing. Which reacts by banging the table very loudly. And it got so annoyed and banged so loudly. In fact, the legs were actually lifting from the floor and you can hear it hit the floor as we just jump up to leave because everyone's looking at us. You'll also hear a beep sound if you listen closely as we leave and another kind of a boop sound at the end. It was quite common. We'd heard it before in various pubs and I think it was just done to embarrass us, which, yes, it did do the trick. But I'll play and let you judge for yourself, and I do hope you find the sounds interesting. Here we go.
It's cold where you were.
I can feel cold. I can feel the cold on me.
So would you?
On the arm. I can feel it. I'm really hot.
Yeah, you're warm. You're cold.
I can feel it. On this arm.
And you've got that big jacket on as well. Yeah.
But it's sort of like coming through the jacket.
Yeah.
Not cold, like I'm freezing cold, the weather. It's like cold. It's like, if you might put your hand into a fridge or something. It's that sort of cold.
You're on the bed, right? That was hot.
I'm looking again, the walls are wet.
Hey?
trying to communicate through tabs. So, tap, tap, is it?
You know that means I've done it.
What, no?
Yeah.
Tap once if you don't finish the name, tap twice if you don't.
That was loud. You may give up on the whole name thing.
Do you mind us calling you Fielding? Tap once or twice. No, eat that one.
Alright.
Call you Fielding.
Do you like him? He likes having a name. That tobacco was there.
No, it wasn't. It was in the table. I didn't even notice it.
Well, it was on the table a second ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah.
Did you just put the tobacco on the floor?
Oh my god, that was really loud. It's from over there. That was really loud. Amazing, isn't it?
Did you ever do anything on camera to us?
No, you make it up on camera. You just want to. It's up to him, isn't it?
Is it because you're not allowed?
Did you say that time? Is that you?
Don't know.
Is it because you're not allowed?
What's that?
One.
What's that, yes?
Are you governed by any laws? No.
It doesn't make sense.
I didn't hear anything. Did it tap?
Yeah, it's right. Is your wife with us as well?
Is that one?
Mm.
Are you planning on leaving anytime soon? It's two, by the way. Will very you, quick.
You, never mind the soon, will you ever leave?
What's that? One. I think you should. I think you'd probably be happier
elsewhere.
It can't be very nice being in a place where no one. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now.
He's well happy with us, isn't he?
He doesn't like those questions.
You happy with me, Lee?
Sure, I heard a song.
He didn't answer it, did he? Yeah.
Like Chris?
No. Don't mention me.
He never does like it. He never did like it.
You both like this.
That's sad though, really, as well, isn't it? Do you not think?
You happy?
Yes.
Don't know how.
I don't know how, I can't imagine that.
Are you trapped?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask for help consistent like that. So
okay.
I said I wasn't going to ask. Can help.
Say
it. Can you? All right.
Say sorry. Say sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't ask. You're happy. That's up to you.
Okay, people are looking like, let's go.
Let's go.
Alright, we're leaving now. Is that still recording?
Mm.
Leave it on for now.
Well, there we go. I hope you enjoyed listening to those sounds, and I hope you picked up the beeps and the boops at the end. And I do think listening to it this time, there was actually three. There was kind of like a sighing noise as well as we were walking out. I hadn't noticed that before. And indeed, it has been a little while since I've listened to that sound. And it's brought back memories. Needless to say, we don't have any form of communication like that anymore. We just don't. I know sometimes I get fantastic emails from people. Then sometimes I get not very nice emails from people accusing me of all sorts and telling me it's my own fault. And, you know, why are we carrying on with this? Well, you know, for a period of time, we did ask questions, and you could see why you'd be interested in finding out why these things were happening. And but after a while, we began to realize we weren't really getting anywhere, and we just stopped all forms of communication, and we don't communicate with anymore. Things still happen, but only to a very small degree at the moment, which I'm quite thankful for. And even the scratches Neil can live with happen very rarely. But even when they do, he just gets up and he carries on. We don't really discuss it very much apart from the podcast here and our book. We have no direct communication like we did then. So I'd just like to assure people, you know, we're not putting ourselves in any danger. We're well aware of how things can turn very quickly. But as a family unit, we're actually quite settled now, and we're getting along just fine. And we're not dabbling in it anymore. We don't have mediums or anything of the sort anymore. But we're just trying to spread the word about what did happen. So we kind of look upon it as something that happened in a past tense, although there are some little things now and again. You know, for now, we're absolutely fine, and we just want to share our story. But I do hope that you gain some insight from listening to both sounds. As you can see, they were completely different, but again, spread some time apart. And it's fascinating. I mean, we have many more recordings, and when I get the opportunity, I will put them on. It's probably at special occasions, Halloween, Christmas, things like that, to share with you. And I hope you find them of interest. As for me, I continue writing in the form of fiction. I just found, although writing Paranormal Intruder was quite harrowing, it was also quite therapeutic, and I enjoyed learning how to write a book, and I missed it once it was over, and I was just very keen to write again. And someone said to me, well, write what you know. So you know what, I wrote Crime Paranormal, and it's gone down very well. And we have a series called the DC Jennifer Knight series, a detective with an insight into the paranormal who investigates that sort of crime. And I do hope you find it interesting. The first book is written, and hope to launch it early next year. But do join us on our Facebook site, www.facebook.com/paranormalintruderuk, or you can join me on my own page, www.caroline-writes.com. And we often have lots of free draws for upcoming books. We give away books all the time. So do join our newsletter to be kept informed. I will stop talking now, and I will leave you to digest everything that you've heard. And we would love to hear all your comments and emails and messages. Please do keep them coming. Thank you so much once again for your support, and keep spreading the word, and have a great Halloween. Bye.